Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again, everybody. So today is a family talk, and we're trying to answer the question, who is the God of the Word? Before we go too far, I need to illustrate something to you. Here I have a chain. It's not a metal chain, but it's a chain of, what do you call these things? Zip ties. A chain of zip ties, and it's very strong. You want to pull on that? It's quite strong, isn't it? All right, okay. It's really strong. I'll pull you off your feet. Okay. So it's really strong. But if I want to use it, I need to attach it to something that's really strong, don't I? So if I think about this microphone stand, I need a hook to hang it on. So here's my microphone stand, and I'm going to hang it on there. Now, do you think that microphone stand and that chain, the strong chain, is going to be able to support me if I hang on here? Of course not. If we got a strong chain, we need a very strong hook to hook it onto. So if I had a nice bolt and I bolted it into the wall and I had a nice hook that I could hook on there, then I could really use the strength of this chain because the hook was strong. If the hook is strong and the chain is strong, we have a very good mechanism. If our hook is weak, it doesn't matter how strong our chain is, if the hook is weak, it all falls apart. It all crumbles. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. What is that very strong hook that we hook onto in our spiritual lives? If you read the Bible, what do you think is the most important idea of the Bible? If you ask a Christian person, what is the most important teaching in the Bible? What would your answer be? What are some answers? Who would have it a guess? What is the most important? God is one. Any other ideas? You might have the commandments. What do you? Love, right? Commandment on love. Some might say, well, Jesus dying on the cross, that's the most important. But the most important was one that Malcolm mentioned. The strong hook that we are to hook everything that we understand in the Word on is there is one God. There is one God. But if you read the Word, if you read the Bible, do you hear lots of names given to God? Yeah. What are some of the names that we hear? Jehovah, the Alpha and the Omega, I like that one. Counselor, Jesus, Messiah, Prince of Peace, Jehovah, the Lord. Lots of ideas. Holy Spirit, Christ, the Anointed, the Almighty, all sorts of names. And are those names describing different gods? Is the Messiah one God and the Almighty another God and Jesus one God and the Holy Spirit another God and Jehovah another God? Are they all different gods? No. Central to what the New Church teaches and central to what the Bible teaches is there is only one God. And so all these names that we hear about in the Bible are describing one God. One God. So who is the God of our Word? It's one God. And who would have a guess what that name is? In the New Church, we only refer to one name for God. What would it be? The Lord Jesus Christ. That is the God of the whole Word. Jesus Christ is our Father in the heavens. Jesus Christ is the visible God when he came to earth. Jesus is always with us and working in us and moving in us. There is only one God. That is the central idea. That is the strong hook upon which every other idea in the Lord's word hangs. Everything hangs on that one idea. I want to read to you from Scripture. We read today the first commandment, the first great commandment. What is the first great commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. We all know that, don't we? Kids, you know that. You learned that in Sunday school. But there is a piece of that verse that we leave out that is actually more important than everything else in that verse. We read it in Mark. Jesus, the Lord, when he was here on earth, says, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." Is one Lord. And then he goes on to describe how to love. So the first and most important thing before we even get to love is to know that God is one. And that same verse can be found in Deuteronomy. So in the Old Testament, if we go look at, start at Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Bible, Moses has been speaking to the Lord. And he now writes down the commandments and he gives them to the children of Israel. And he says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." So this is a commandment, or this is a central idea that has existed all the way through the Bible. All the way through the Bible, in the old and in the new, the same hook is there. The Lord is one. We read elsewhere, or we read in Deuteronomy 4, the Lord puts it another way. He says, "Now therefore this day, and consider in thine heart that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else." There is no other God. There is only one God. We read in Isaiah 7, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel." You know what Emmanuel means? God with us. Okay, God with us. Again in Isaiah 9, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So there is only one God who is the Son. He, we can see the Lord coming to earth in a visible form, but he is also our Father, and he is also with us always to the end of the age, the Lord says. "I will be with you to the end of the age." And then Matthew 28, Jesus came and spoke to them saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on the earth." So everything, when we think about the Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, as the one God of heaven and earth, he has all power. From the lowest part, from the earthly life that he shared with us, all the way to the highest. The Lord is God of all. We read there in the New Church teachings from the book called True Christianity. "In the church, a just idea of God is like the sanctuary and the altar in the church building." So the thing that's most important, the thing that we look at, that we focus on. "It is like the crown on the head and a scepter in the hand of a monarch on the throne." So the symbol and the sign of power. the entire body of theology or everything that the church teaches depends on this idea of God, the way a chain hangs from its hook. Believe it or not, we are even allotted our place in heaven depending on our idea of God. So in the new church, we worship the one God, the Lord Jesus Christ. The one God. That is the hook that we hang every other teaching on. Now I have here a ball. I'm going to throw it. My wife doesn't think it's a good idea. It all depends on my aim. If I want to throw the ball, my aim's got to be good, right? If I am aiming in a direction and I throw it, Takalani, will you catch the ball for me? Okay. So if my aim is straight, I should be able to get to Takalani. Okay, I'm going to throw it underarm because it's easy to get. All right. Whew, that worked. Okay, you can throw it back. All right. Okay. If my aim is off and I'm aiming at Takalani, I could throw it that way. Sorry. Just okay. Right. It all depends on our aim. If our aim is good, we will get to where we want to go. If our aim is off, then the ball is gone somewhere out the window. If our idea of God is right, our life is aiming in a true direction. If our idea of God is off, then our life is going off in a wrong direction. So in the new church, we're trying to bring our idea of God back on track. Get our aim straight, knowing that everything is hanging on a strong hook. Because if the hook is strong and the chain is strong, then we can trust in that chain, can't we? We could put it up on the wall and we could climb up that chain if we needed to. If our idea of God is right and all the things that we learn are linked firmly to that one idea, then we can trust in what we believe. When times are tough, when life is difficult, we've got a strong chain and an even stronger hook that we can count on. We can count on the Lord to be with us. We can count on these ideas to guide us back to the Lord when we perhaps are in doubt or feeling lost. But it all hangs on that strong idea of the Lord. And so in the new church, we're trying to build this chain of ideas in your life, but all hanging on the one idea of the Lord is one. That there is one God, the risen Lord Jesus Christ. So you might say, well, I've heard about this thing called the Trinity. In 2 weeks' time, I'll be talking about that. So if you've got some questions about, well, how do we understand the Trinity? Come in 2 weeks' time. We'll be talking about the Trinity. Next week, Brian is going to be leading us in service. And then I'll come and talk about the Trinity. How do we put, or how do we understand this one God? And how do we see a Trinity in that one God? But there is only one God, the Lord Jesus Christ. If we understand that hook, if we understand who God is, then we have trust. We can have comfort that everything we know is true and strong, and we can rely on it to guide our lives so that we can hit the target. What is the target that we're trying to hit? Where are we all trying to get to? A heaven, a heavenly life. Here on earth, the joy and happiness and blessedness and comfort of living a life of love in the Lord. And one day when we die, We'll take that love with us to be an angel one day in heaven. Again, loving the Lord, loving each other. So this is, remember this chain. It's hanging on one hook. And that one hook is the Lord. Amen.
Let us pray.
O Lord God, our Savior Jesus Christ, you are the one God of heaven and earth. You are our Father in the heavens. You are the Lord that came into this world, and you are with us, moving in us every day. And Lord, as we go out into our week, may you help us to remember your one God. Help us to remember that all things flow from you, that you are our Creator and our Redeemer. And Lord, help us in the days and the weeks and the months to come to link to that one idea, the strong chain of thoughts, of words, of deeds that reflect a life of heaven. Lord, we thank you for your word that guides us and enlightens us. And we thank you that you are always present, helping us, caring for us, and moving us to new opportunities to grow. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.